The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include the opening of a huge new art installation, a concert by a Mercury Prize winner, an old country folk legend, a new country folk star, and a whole lot more. Nick Cave, the artist, not to be confused with the quirky rock singer, has created a massive, immersive, site-specific installation. In Mass MoCA's signature football field-sized gallery that opens to the public on Saturday with a reception from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Cave's overtly political exhibition is called Until, as in innocent until proven guilty, or perhaps in this case, guilty until proven innocent. It includes thousands of found objects, a rich sensory tapestry of 16,000 wind spinners, millions of plastic pony beads, thousands of ceramic birds, fruits and animals, 13 gilded pigs, more than 10 miles of crystals, 24 chandeliers, 1 crocodile, and 17 cast iron lawn jockeys. The opening reception features a performance in the exhibition space by Shreveport, Louisiana musicians Brenda Wimberly and Sarika Henderson. Following the reception, Mercury Prize-winning singer-poet-pianist Benjamin Clementine performs in the Hunter Center at Mass MoCA in North Adams at 8:30 p.m. Clementine, the category-defying artist with a heavenly voice and a lush style of playing piano, has been compared to Nina Simone, Anthony of Anthony and the Johnsons, and Edith Piaf for his striking otherworldly vocal delivery. Other musical reference points are Rufus Wainwright and Jeff Buckley. A once homeless teen, Clementine now enjoys cult status in the French music and art world and is on the brink of becoming a global phenomenon. Nick Cave chose him personally to cap the day-long celebration of the opening of his exhibition, and I'm personally as excited about hearing Clementine as I am about seeing Cave's work. Elsewhere in the Berkshires this weekend, folk legend and two-time Grammy Award winner Ramblin' Jack Elliott, the missing link between Woody Guthrie and Nobel Prize-winning Bob Dylan, performs at the Mahawi in Great Barrington tonight at 8 p.m. By now, the story of how Elliott Adnapaz, the Brooklyn-raised son of a Jewish doctor and schoolteacher, became Ramblin' Jack Elliott, the heir to Woody Guthrie and singer of cowboy songs, has been often told. In the late 1950s and early 60s, Elliott was a star in England's folk music revival, even attracting attention from proto-rock musicians, and then he came back to the U.S. and since then has been a representative of a signal era in American folk. Also at the Mahawi this weekend, the Russian String Orchestra, formerly known as the Chamber Orchestra Kremlin, will perform works by Haydn, Tchaikovsky, and Shostakovich to kick off its 25th anniversary season of the Close Encounters with Music series on Saturday at 6 p.m. The program includes Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, Shostakovich's 8-string quartet, and Haydn's Cello Concerto in C, featuring Close Encounters with Music founder, artistic director, and cellist Yehuda Hanani. In Pittsfield, Mass., the Corinne Allison Trio, the Scott Robinson Quartet, and the U.S. Army Jazz Ambassadors Big Band headline the 12th annual Pittsfield City Jazz Festival. Robinson and his quartet are at Flavors Restaurant tonight. Allison and the Jazz Ambassadors perform at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield on Saturday. In Hudson, New York, folk country singer-songwriter Crystal Bowersox, an American Idol finalist who was the first contestant in the program's history to have one of her original songs played on the show, returns to Club Helsinki Hudson on Sunday at 8 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.